H-E-A-T-H-E-R, Dill, D-I-L-L, Heather Dill, 830-88. Miss Dill is a 35-year-old young lady who comes in with severe left arm pain, left neck pain, left shoulder pain, left arm weakness, dizziness, and palpitations. Patient states that all this happened after she had an accident done, had an accident in her car hit by a drunk driver in July of last year, period. She's 35 years old. She takes care of her mom who's had a stroke. She does smoke. She occasionally drinks alcohol, but not on a regular basis, period. She works on the computer at the county title office, works on people's taxes and such. She has 3 children. She's single. Family history, both mom and dad are alive, but there's a strong family history of hypertension, strokes times 3, hyperlipidemia, diabetes in mom. Dad's doing okay. Medication, she's taking ibuprofen, 600 Q6, medical problems, asthma, surgery, tubal ligation, DNC and right hand surgery, said secondary to a fracture. She also has terrible weakness and feels cold all the time because of the history of anemia because of abnormal periods. She's concerned about abnormal periods. She and we discussed that today, period. The records provided shows that she has subcoracoid bursitis on the left side. And furthermore, she has spasm in her neck and broad disc herniation, C4, C5, C3, C4, with a ventral thecal sac and mild narrowing of both neuroforaminal. Period. The chiropractor wanted her to go see a specialist, but she never did because of work issues, period. A new paragraph. She has not tried any steroids or injections for this pain in the past. She's still smoking about a half a pack a day. We discussed this today. 123 pounds, 100%, 98.2, 18, 79, 119 over 81. Heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, there's decreased strength on the left side, vascular evaluation. On her carotid legs, carotid arms are within normal limits, legs are within normal limits, heavy periods, no fibroids noted, pelvic ultrasound is okay, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Patient was treated today with Celebrex 100 mg BID, Tramadol 50 Q6, cyclobenzaprill for muscle spasm, Medrol dose pack. She also received Toradol 60 and dexamethasone 10 milligram here in the office before leaving, period. I discussed her findings on the MRI. We'll continue caring for her. I also asked her to find an attorney and trying to get this taken care of since she's been hurting over a year and nothing has been done about it. Thank you.